Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District. We've had a good series of land leasing workshop in Holton, David Hallauer and myself. That has been a popular topic, and certainly leasing is on the forefront of many minds at this time of the year. Appreciate everybody that supported us in that, especially tip our hat to the Jackson County Farm Bureau for helping support that meeting series. Today, I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk about something that's coming up this summer that producers may or may not be aware of. If you've been involved in livestock production and have had to use any feed medication, you're familiar with the VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive, that's been in place since 2017. Essentially, this means you have to establish a relationship with a veterinarian to use antibiotics that go in feed or in the drinking water systems. So that's nothing that necessarily new for those of us that have been dealing with that. What will be happening in June is that many of the over-the-counter antibiotics that we're used to using in animal health will be no longer available over-the-counter. Much like the VFD, we will now need
VCPR,
or a veterinary client-patient relationship. Essentially, this means a couple of the major products, like penicillin and oxytetracycline, you will no longer be able to go into the local store, grab them off the shelf, and utilize them according to label. This really is part of the bigger picture of any of those antibiotics that are medically important for humans. There's become increasing oversight in the appropriate use of those products. While this is a change, it shouldn't necessarily be a stumbling block. It's something that we need to work with our local veterinarians, establish that vet-client-patient relationship, and really get advice on how we use these products anyway. So that is going to be coming into effect June of 2023. Need to be aware of that and probably just realize that those products won't necessarily be sitting on the shelf at a feed store, farm supply store, those kind of situations. If you'd like to find out more about the changes that are coming here in June with our over-the-counter antibiotics, there was a recent podcast on the Beef Cattle Institute that gave a good highlight of what's happening, listening directly to the veterinarians there at the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State. So I would suggest folks look that up and take a listen if you want to learn more. This is a topic coming up, and so we'll be a part of a meeting that's going to be happening here very soon in March. Metalark District has participated in the Northeast Kansas Sheep and Goat School for a number of years. This year, it will be held in McLouth on March the 9th at the McLouth High School. 6:30 to 8 p.m. is the time for that particular event. And one of the first things on the agenda will be the basic vet care of sheep and goats, establishing a
VCPR,
and some discussion of the antibiotic changes that are coming here in June. Dr. Matthew Kelso from Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic in Atchison will be our featured speaker on the animal health side. We also have a marketing kind of outlook, getting the top dollar for sheep and goats, planned to be discussed by Benny Phillips of Phillips & Sons, their Leavenworth Livestock Auction. He'll be joining us that evening to discuss that as well. And then Matt Young, Tyler Sale, and myself, the agents in Brown, Leavenworth, and Metalark District, are going to have a panel discussion on some general production topics, going to open up the floor for questions and answers that producers might have. There is no cost to attend this event, but we do ask that you RSVP to any of the host agents by Monday, March the 6th, to either the Brown, Leavenworth, or Metalark Extension District. A flyer is found on the Metalark District website under Events for the Northeast Kansas Sheep and Goat School. So there are many important things coming up here as we talk about
VCPR,
as well as sheep and goat topics, and hope that producers can join us for the Sheep and Goat School, as well as become knowledgeable and aware of the changes coming over-the-counter, moving to prescription drugs in the summer months. This has been Ross Mosteller, Livestock and Natural Resources for Metalark Extension District.
I wish all of you a happy weekend and a happy Valentine's Day.